This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
And keep rents affordable by providing reductions in post-improvement assessed value. Nearly $155 million in possible fraud was paid out in unemployment benefits just from the first few weeks of the pandemic. According to a recent audit, the Auditor General's report of the Illinois Department of Employment Security showed benefits going to dead people and others the department could not provide verification. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowToCater.com.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is how big the spike in new COVID cases has been in the past week versus the week before. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, the U.S. has passed 35 million COVID cases as Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, says the country can expect more pain and suffering with rising cases.
Which is the reason why we keep saying over and over again, the solution to this is get vaccinated, and this would not be happening.
He was on ABC's This Week, one day after Florida recorded the most new daily cases since the start of the pandemic. The state broke its previous record for hospitalizations on Sunday. It was set more than a year ago. And the White House COVID-19 data director says there's been a steady increase in the number of U.S. COVID vaccinations since July 5th. Dave.
Sonia, several states and communities have mask mandates back in place. Not South Carolina.
We're not going to have a mandatory mask mandate.
And Republican Governor Henry McMaster tells Fox News Sunday schools cannot require it.
This ought to be up to the parents whether the children wear a mask when they go to school.
Now, some schools are reopening this week in South Carolina, and the new school year is also starting in other states like Alabama and Georgia. Senators worked into Sunday night finalizing the text of the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
We can work together. And then we can put aside our own political differences for the greater good of our country.
Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema upset some in her own party, suggesting she might not support another spending bill three times bigger. House Democrats say they'll only pass the infrastructure bill if that other bill passes in the Senate. At the Olympics,
Simone Biles, who has not competed in any individual events, though she qualified for five, will return to competition tomorrow for one event. 1 week since she withdrew from the team final to focus on her mental health.
Fox's Jared Max. Biles will compete on the balance beam. Jade Carey won gold in the floor exercise today, the 21st gold medal for the U.S. in the Olympics. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Watch Eric Bolling on The Balance, fighting against big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. This week, Eric is exposing Joe Biden's inflation and how it can kill your money and retirement. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Samsung, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Watch Eric Bolling today on Newsmax, because it's real news for real people.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. So 82% of you listening will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. 82% of you will note that if you're hiring, ZipRecruiter finds qualified people for your job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And 82% of you will remember that you can try ZipRecruiter for free. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Millions of Americans behind on rent payments could face eviction now that a federal ban on evictions expired Saturday. House Democrats are urging President Biden to extend it into September, but the White House says a Supreme Court ruling leaves that up to Congress, which did not act.
The moratorium was put in place last September by the CDC, but a Supreme Court decision set the end of July as an expiration date. The Biden administration did not challenge it. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin on CBS Face the Nation said there's at least $20 billion sitting there that can help.
We have to make sure that we watch the fraud that's involved. There's been a lot of concerns about that, vetting the right people. But if there's money there, that we can help people as they're getting their life back.
With the lapse, many evictions could happen as early as today. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The U.S. is expanding the list of Afghans it will help evacuate with an American troop withdrawal soon complete this month. Journalists and aid agency workers can now be eligible for refugee status, along with translators who helped the U.S. during the war and are facing Taliban death threats. The U.S. has joined Israel, blaming Iran for last week's attack on an oil tanker that left two people dead, with Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemning the bombing in the Arabian Sea.
The Liberian-flagged vessel is linked to an Israeli billionaire and was hit with a suicide drone, according to U.S. officials. The USS Ronald Reagan quickly rushed to the site, ultimately escorting the tanker to a safer location. No country has taken responsibility for the attack, though Iranian state media said that it happened in response to Israeli strikes in Syria last week. Israel's foreign minister, Yair Lapid, called on the United Kingdom to respond strongly to the incident, since one of the people killed was a British national. The event comes as Iran is preparing to swear in a new president.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst in Jerusalem. On Wall Street, stocks could rise to start a new week, and month futures are higher. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we might see some scattered sprinkles after 3 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 78, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 55. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 78, and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 80. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 63 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
Nick, the Duck Derby is this weekend. Abby's going to join us from the Children's Museum. We've got other giveaways to do and a lot to get to. Our final hour of the Monday edition of Byers & Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Monday. Hope you're having a great start to your week. I don't see any rain at all in my forecast. What are the odds of those sprinkles you were talking about?
Well, don't put it on me the way you said that. Do not put that on me. The other day...
Well, you just read it. Who am I going to put it on?
Whoever is responsible for weather.
Okay.
In general.
National Weather Service. Anyway, there go ahead.
I don't know. It's very small. Very small. The other day, we weren't supposed to get rain till 4, and then it got pushed back to 5. It was raining by 11. So who knows?
I think when my knowledge of weather is like the sum total is this. The lower the temperatures, the less chance for the volatility, right? So if you have like temperatures this week that are very mild and the forecast is no rain, you're probably okay.
That's probably pretty safe.
Same thing, too, when there's a forecast saying rain, same thing. You get up above 90, it's anybody's guess, hour to hour.
Until I had this role, this job,
yeah.
My experience with the weather was looking outside.
That you sent me a video from the 1950s versus 2016 in gymnastics.
The one I just sent you is even sillier. It's okay. From the 20s or 30s, and I skipped to the juicy part of the vault.
Yeah.
It's worse than I even knew.
No, I mean, it's unbelievable when you look at what they were. I mean, literally in the 1950s, this woman would run down the thing and do like a somersault over the vault.
Cartwheel. She cartwheels
yes,
over it.
That was it.
And she's like, ta-da.
Ta-da.
Hands out.
Yes.
If there's claps, if you look in the back, there's people like, oh, she got that. Yeah.
And at one point, they go to the vault and like it's like a somersault with a pause. And you go, oh, that's
spicy.
New. That's new. And then you look at what they're doing today. That's all I'm asking this morning. Can we take the dance part out of it? Can we not treat them like the same athletes that the men are doing on the other? I mean, well, we don't know because they're never in prime time because they don't win anything. Or make them dance. I'm good either way.
I'll just watch the awesome gymnastics.
On the floor exercises. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. And a little bit on the balance beam, too, because there's still some of that same stuff that has to happen, right?
Yeah.
Instead of just the pure athletics, which clearly Simone Biles at her level is doing more than men can do.
Correct.
Not the other way around. My email is like full of like people claiming that I'm too woke. I don't understand what that even means anymore.
Using that word?
Yeah. It's just a catch-all phrase now, right? For everything.
because you want equal rights?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying
not
this,
even really.
This
You're
isn't
just
the 1950s.
Less dance.
Right. Go look at this video. This is very interesting. What did you search? It's called The Evolution of Gymnastics. You can watch it on YouTube. And literally look, not my lifetime because, you know, I'm not quite that old yet. But, you know, 50 years ago, 70 years ago, this is what passed for gymnastics in the Olympics. Look at what they are doing today. And I think it also plays into this whole conversation about the sheer terror of having the twisties, whatever it is. And that's a new phrase. I had not heard that before, you know, on the inside knowledge on gymnastics about what it's like to not be in your brain doing that versus a cartwheel over the thing. Literally. That's stunning to watch that video.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
By the way, Abby is in the studios with us today from the Children's Museum. You guys literally have so much fun out there. I know it probably becomes a job to you at a certain point, you know, where you just sort of like bypass the sounds and the sights. But you got to have like at least every day a smile just watching the kids and the families having their fun.
Yeah, it is incredible. Everyone comes in with the anticipation of so much fun, and every day we see something great. You know, we have our new painted piano in the museum.
Yeah, what's the story behind that?
Gail Fike contacted us and asked us if we wanted to put a piano in the museum, and I will tell you, my initial thought was, no, I really don't. That'll add to, you know, a lot. I know how kids play with things, and to me, it was just going to be a little bit more chaos. And then I talked to her some more, and she really sold me on it, and we put it in there, and it has been the coolest thing ever. Yeah. We've had so many talented kids. It's right above my office, so most of the time I just hear banging on it. But a lot of times I'll come in and there'll be classical music playing, and it'll be like a 10-year-old.
Really?
It's incredible. It's so cool. It gives kids the opportunity to, you know, play musical instruments.
Yeah, even the banging on it kind of seems Jerry Lee Lewis to me, you know? we saw a kid just wailing on that thing when we were out there to do the Hot 25. Really cool stuff. All right, so you guys are open now Tuesday through?
Through Sunday.
Our
typical hours this week, we are open our normal 9 to 4:30 every day except for Sunday because we have larger groups out of the museum, and so the last 2 weeks of summer, we're going to be open, so come on by and see us and check everything out and have a great time.
All right, so this Saturday, the Duck Derby, walk me through the schedule. If people want to come out and attend in person, now, they don't have to be there to win, but if they want to come out and just experience it, what's going on, what time does it start, walk me through the whole schedule.
So the event itself is from 10 to 2, and then starting at 10 and throughout the day, we will be racing heats of little plastic ducks down our Duck Derby track, and so the top 10 ducks from each heat will race in the final race probably after 1 o'clock, and the top 3 ducks will win cash.
All right. And if people want to buy their tickets, cmofil.org, they can do that on the website. They can call you guys. They can stop in. How can people buy?
Yeah, however you want to buy, give us a call. Check out the website. You know, you can come by the museum. You can buy them the day of Duck Derby, but it'll be a really great time. The event is so much fun for kids and families. We have lots of different activities from our community partners, and we're so excited to be able to host it again.
All right, what type of activities will be going on besides the ducks racing?
Well, we've got some mini catapults, and we're actually launching little rubber ducks, so you can launch little rubber ducks across the parking lot. ADM is bringing, cornstarch rockets, which will be really cool. The Arts Council is coming, and they're bringing some really cool duck crafts. I believe a duck mask and a duck noisemaker. So lots of really, really cool things will be there.
All right. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And then every week leading up to this, we've been giving away some cash every Monday morning for a lucky ticket buyer, and today's winner is?
Yeah, so Corley Family Dental is our sponsor for this. Thank you so much for that. Duck number 541 is the lucky duck winner today, and that is Phil Romano.
Good for Phil. Yeah. Look at that. Phil's always out supporting the stuff, and good to see that. Phil, feel free to donate it back to the Children's Museum if you'd like, or keep it, whatever you want to do. Good stuff. And $3,000 for the overall winner, which is a heck of a prize. 30 years, Nick. 30 years. How old are you?
I'm 41.
So you were 11 years old the first time they did the Duck Derby.
Yeah, you know, when starting to go do things with my family and have continued the tradition every year, it's a lot of fun. And I love the Duck Derby, just like a lot of families around here have. I mean, the demand is there.
Yep, $3,000 for the grand prize, $1,500 for second place, $500 for third place, and you can still buy your ducks right up until, right, on Saturday?
Yeah, yeah, we'll cut it off at some point in time to make sure that we can sort them all, but yeah, you can still purchase ducks the day of the event on Saturday.
Your imagination destination, and what about camps? What about birthday parties? What about
They're
private,
all
that kind of thing? It's a great place to host an event.
Yeah, they're all back. This is our last week of summer camp, which was a huge success this year. It was really wonderful. We've got an adult night scheduled for September 9th. We moved that a little bit further in the fall. It's 90s theme. It'll be really cool. But you can also rent the museum for your own parties and your own events. It's a really cool place to have a group of adults and have just fun and play without the kiddos.
All right, so you got the seed to shelf, you got the super service center, you got the water table, healthy habits, you got the healthy mouth, which is Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, which is the main sponsor of the Duck Derby, the drink clean water, the peek inside, the HSHS hospital, ready, set, build, you got the paint wall, Mama Mia's Pizzeria and gelato stand, the Young at Art, the CM of IL theater, the toddler farm and toddler port, not to mention Heroes Hall. I mean, all of these exhibits. And I think people are a little remiss and not realizing how much change there's been, turnover there's been in the last few years.
Yeah.
A lot of new exhibits.
Yeah, we've been really trying to update some of our exhibits and make sure that they're relevant to the community and make sure they're relevant to what kids want to see and play with. You know, obviously Heroes Hall has been our biggest addition, and adding the helicopter, adding the fire truck. They're actual fire trucks. It's an actual fire truck and helicopter that you can play in, which is just the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, and I think the parents like that just as much as the kids, don't they?
I think so. I love it just as much as the kids do.
Yeah.
I loved getting inside of it.
Fun stuff. Abby, listen, Saturday, this is your last chance. So you can buy online, cmofil.org. You can go to the Children's Museum, purchase in person. Saturday, what time does everything start?
Everything starts at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. this Saturday. Looks like you're having a beautiful day.
I know. I'm so excited, but thankfully.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the 30th, Nick.
That's impressive. And I got to say, you mentioned that pizzeria, and it made me think of something. A lot of times you go in there, and little kids will help have shopping carts full of little groceries, and you end up, they tell you to play the person checking them out. But then when you go up to the pizzeria, now that they want you to order every kind of pizza and then order another pizza, it's like, if you don't want to play with kids, stay clear of the pizzeria, because they love doing the pizzeria.
That's fun stuff.
It is.
As always. Abby, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. Here is Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, we've got a chance of some sprinkles after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 78. And tonight, mostly clear with a low around 55. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 78. And Wednesday, sunny with a high near 80. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 64 degrees. And your WSOY time is 8:18.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hello, I'm Reverend Courtney Carson. I got the COVID-19 vaccine to protect my mother, my grandmother, my children, and my family. But I also wanted to lead by example. The fact is, a little over 1,600 people die of cancer every day in the U.S. However, COVID-19 is claiming almost 20% more souls. I know you might be afraid to get the vaccine for whatever reason, but we can't let our fears outweigh the facts. It's not enough to wear the mask. Please get vaccinated today. Let's live and breathe again.
Find out where to get your COVID vaccine at nowdecatur.com.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us. The All Things Basementy experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
A worldwide pandemic didn't stop Millikan University graduates. 97% of Millikan's class of 2020 gained employment or continued their education within 6 months of graduation. Millikan students don't just graduate. Millikan students succeed. And with more than $20 million in scholarships and financial aid awarded each year, your college vision can become a reality. Your path to success starts at Millikan. Submit your free application for admission at millikan.edu/apply.
Peter.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It's a great song live. Back Tech knows in today's business world, it is critical to have a business communication solution that will keep you connected with your customers and employees anywhere, anytime. Your business phone is one of the most critical components of your communication success as a business, right? The right phone will deliver the features you need to ensure every customer call is handled professionally, offer you the tools that you can use easily to manage your staff's performance. We are still in the process of moving our offices, as you very well know. One of the unbelievable performers in all of this was BackTech. They were able to come in and go over all of our needs to make sure our lines of communication were everything we needed. We were walked through all of our options, and we are super thrilled to be working with Matt and his crew over at BackTech. They truly took the time to help us get to our goals and needs in a phone system, and they were, like, right on time. No one else was. Well, Romano's. And back to give them a call, set up a time for your assessment, and then let them come in and help you become more efficient communicators. 217-428-7000 is the number. It's very easy to remember. 217-428-7000. BackTech. You need a phone system that works the way the world works now, right? Are we home? Are we back? Is it a hybrid? We don't know. The work week, 4 days, 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, 24/7. They are there to build that system just for you. Once again, very easy phone number to remember. 217-428-7000. BackTech. Our phones are sharp, too. Did you see?
I did. I got an email with a tutorial on how to use them.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
I did.
Seemed pretty easy, right? Yeah. Intuitive?
Yeah. Very intuitive.
They're very sharp, though. Not that that matters, but, you know, why wouldn't you want something to be attractive?
Exactly right.
Aesthetically pleasing.
I didn't tell you, but I've watched, I finished the first season of The Godfather of Harlem, and I watched that documentary about Woodstock.
And what did you think?
Awesome on both.
Okay, let's break those down one at a time. The Godfather of Harlem is outstanding.
Unbelievably good.
You're just through season one.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, like, another season to go.
And then the third one's coming up pretty quick, right?
Maybe the third one's already been.
Oh, maybe it's, yeah, I think you're right, actually.
Yeah.
I have at least one full one to even try to get current.
Is that right? Or have there only been two?
I don't know. I'm trying not to look too much into it because, man, that last episode, they took some turns and some lines were drawn. And I really like some of my favorite or names I know in history showing up throughout and tying to some major events in the world. It's very interesting.
Horace Wicker is unbelievable in that.
And Vincent D'Onofrio. He's very good, too.
Yeah, but he's the one you hate.
Right, but he's excellent at being hateable.
All right, there's only two seasons.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, good, okay.
But season two is all available now because I've watched all of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Epix.
Yep.
Really good stuff. And very well worth your time.
Oh, it's excellent.
Yeah. All right. And then you watched the Woodstock documentary.
Yep. It's a very good documentary.
I'm interested in what you had to say because I had nothing but scorn for the people of the 90s.
Yeah. I'm that age. That would have been the equivalent of me and my peers, I suppose.
Well, there were people my age there, too.
Yeah. I mean, I was in college at that time.
Yeah. You've been right in the wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. I'd seen lots of those bands in person, including Limp Bizkit. And I saw the plywood come off the floor and being people surfing on it. And I kind of need to go back and look. Did that happen after it was seen on Woodstock on TV? Or was that before? Or was that just a thing that was always there? Because
I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. But I'll watch anything from that series. It was very well done. The times, I can't believe that people stuck around for 3 days. It was dangerous. Some of the artists were irresponsible. A lot of the people shouldn't have been doing
it. By the way, Woodstock 99, Peace, Love, and Rage, and it is available on HBO and HBO Max. Bill Simmons, the guy behind 30 for 30, starting something called Music Box, which is going to be the music version, in his words, mm-hmm. of 30 for 30.
Yeah. Very good. I will also say this. They also shed enough light on the 1969 version to say that as people, a lot of it hasn't changed. We were climbing around.
I guess, you know, to me, when you got to go back to 1969, you go, well, yeah, but it's like doing the gymnastics reel from the 50s. I mean, we're supposed to be better now. You're supposed to evolve.
Yeah.
1999 ought to be better than 69. That's 30 years of evolution.
And in some ways they were, but in most ways they weren't.
In what way were they better? They had a better fence?
There's one.
Okay.
Held up a little longer.
Bottles of water for $4. I mean, where were we better in 99 versus 69? Mm. Crawling around in our own poop? I mean, what was better? I mean, I don't think there was anything, in my opinion, redeeming about it at all.
I'll give you that.
I love, by the way, that you're the eternal optimist looking for a silver lining.
No, there's no silver lining. That place was a disaster. From the fans, from the gouging of the promoters.
The organizers.
Yeah.
They cringeworthy statements. Still today.
It's bad. Some of the band's behavior, unacceptable. But I guess, like, if you look at it, they picked out a facility that should have worked. The logistics were set out in a way that they should have worked.
Yes. Yeah,
you know, running water. I mean, there were a lot of things that were steps in the right direction, but they greed got in the way of it, and hubris really.
Right.
They should have shut it down.
And so 30 years removed from the original Woodstock, now 22 years removed from this event, and the one promoter I wanted to reach to the screen and slap.
Oh, yeah, not Michael, but the other guy. The
bald guy.
Yeah. He didn't learn anything, did he?
And he was so contentious at those press conferences at the time, right?
Right. And MTV is the one who swayed the public opinion, not the huge raging bonfires or the people sleeping under trucks to get shade or on pizza boxes because they could identify that those hadn't been soiled yet, so they slept on white boxes. I mean, pretty much a disaster of human behavior. But one guy made a statement that was pretty obvious. He said, or not obvious, but it made me think for just a second. If we left people to their own devices over in a field, it would get to that pretty quick anyway.
Yeah, you know what? But the thing that I did learn from the documentary was they did not have these problems in 94 when they originally brought back Woodstock. There was a 5-year difference in the music, in the attitudes.
Yeah.
In the white frat boy, hat backwards, cargo shorts, want to burn stuff and destroy kind of mentality that didn't exist 5 years prior.
That's probably fair, too. There was a lot of angst
because
in that audience.
In my mind, if you're of a certain age, the 94-99 thing blurs into one thing.
Yeah, they were two separate ones.
No, I mean, but it's a 5-year difference. It's the same. You know, I mean, like, it's easy to. I knew people who went to the one in 94. I mean, there was not. I mean, yes, you put a crowd that large together. I don't care if it's the Cater celebration, whatever it is. You're going to have incidents. You're always going to have incidents with that many people. But it was night and day the way people acted in 94 versus 99.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no question about that. How do you get to a point where you see a raging fire on the horizon within your fence and still keep the show going?
Because it's like anything else. I literally, January 6th, people get swept up into stuff. fainting at a Beatles concert. I mean, there is a psychology at work there. We've got to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. A lot to get to when we get back. We will be back right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Macon County Health Department reported 92 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the total number of COVID-19 cases to 11,232 since the start of the pandemic. While there were 92 newly reported cases, one previously reported case was determined to be out of the county and was transferred appropriately. Instead of warning schools of possible lawsuits that could cost taxpayers if they don't follow the CDC's COVID-19 guidance, a state lawmaker says the governor should be working to find solutions. Governor J.B. Pritzker said this week schools that don't follow mask recommendations could be legally liable. Secretary of State Jesse White's office is making some changes to ease heavy customer volume in Illinois driver services facilities. Long lines have been a problem at some DMVs across the state, so Secretary White is expanding the remote renewal process. This will let 1 million more people renew their driver's license or ID card online by phone or mail, says spokesperson Beth Kaufman. Notices will be sent out to those eligible for online renewal from September through February. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A bipartisan infrastructure bill is written and ready for amendments and then a vote in the Senate. Arizona Democrat Kristen Sinema says it shows
that we can work together and that we can put aside our own political differences for the greater good of our country.
Tennessee Republican Marsha Blackburn says everyone's for better infrastructure but wonders,
what does this do to the debt? What does it do to our children's future? What does it do to inflation?
She was on Fox Business. A federal freeze on evictions is expired.
Following a ruling by the Supreme Court, the White House does not have the power to extend the moratorium. The only way that it could have been extended was if Congress had acted. It did not. That means tenants who now owe back rent now have to make those payments, in some cases including late fees. States can pass their own laws extending the moratorium. Some, like New York, New Jersey, and California, have done that.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 78 and a very small chance of some sprinkles after 3 p.m. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 55. For Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high of 78. And Wednesday, sunny with a high near 80. The current temperature in downtown Decatur, 64 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, speaking of Forrest Whitaker, he is going to be in that movie with Jennifer Hudson, Respect, which is the Aretha Franklin movie.
Yeah, it's that's going to be...
Super stoked.
I can't wait for that. That's going to be one of those ones that's going to be around at the Oscars and... because she has the chops to do it, and both acting and singing, so this is, should be really good.
Yeah, I'm totally in. I don't care about the Oscars. I mean, I know what your point is about just being quality. Mm-hmm. I just, if these movies are well done, home run.
Yeah, it's
not all of them are though.
Yeah, I saw a tease for a Netflix movie by I can't remember. I think it's Adam McKay. It's got Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonah Hill. And
looks terrible.
Yeah, I just saw their faces. I don't.
We saw this ad last night, and Lindsay said to me that just looks like a flop, and it may or may not be. But sometimes the different options you have, there's so many different options. Mm-hmm. I think I'm for it overall because I think you get more. But sometimes stuff gets through that wouldn't have gotten through in the old days.
Adam McKay, to me, is still batting 1,000, so I don't even need the trailer. I'm going into it expecting a quality film.
Okay. And you so might far, get it.
But I got burned on Antoine Fuqua recently. Adam McKay has delivered for me so far on everything he's done.
What else would be on that list?
Well, he was with Funny or Die. He's done a lot of the Will Ferrell comedy movies. And then in turn, he did two Oscar award winning. He did Vice.
A producer.
Yeah. Well, he directed. He won Best Director for The Big Short.
That says writer. I'm looking at his IBD. I don't know. I'm asking you.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm second guessing it all. But yeah, he's. We'll have to pull up his IMDb.
I have it right here. That's what I'm looking
at.
Yeah,
look up under director.
Okay, yeah, directed by Big Short. Okay, yeah. I when I pulled it up, it had his different credits that are up.
Yeah, IMDb is weird like that.
Did he do Kenny Powers?
Yep.
Okay. I was just looking at and Vice.
Yeah, which is the Dick Cheney movie with Christian Bale.
I thought that was The Big Short was great.
Yeah, Big Short was excellent.
The other guys?
That's good. It's good. I think you'd like it if you'd give it a shot.
Anchorman?
Excellent.
Talladega Nights?
Excellent.
Good.
For what it is. Yeah. For what it is.
I'll give you Anchorman is excellent. I would say Talladega Nights, I think, is overrated, but that's just me.
It's so quotable. So good.
It is, and that's part of why I'm annoyed by it.
Right.
Yeah. So, Bad Blood, is that what it's called? Or Kings of America?
I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
The name Bad Blood rings a bell to me, but I don't know why.
It's weird because you mentioned it, and we just literally saw this last night, like a commercial for it. Because Leonardo DiCaprio looks like fat.
Was that on during the Olympics?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, where else would I have seen
Bad that? Blood is Jennifer Lawrence again. I don't know. The Olympic, by the way, I will throw this down to you. It's a lot longer than a Sunday afternoon, but the commercials during the Olympics are way better than the Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, you've said that.
And we don't give them credit nearly enough. I mean, everybody talks about the Super Bowl commercials.
I mean, they're pulling the heartstrings. They're doing it's very limited in scope and variety, but they do it really well what they're doing.
I think it's better all the way around.
Yeah, they're telling good human stories and teamwork and camaraderie and positive human stories. At a time where you're looking for that kind of content anyway, so it is really on.
I'm always looking for that content.
Yep, I am too.
I'm trying to find out. So it would have to be Welcome Back Future. No, that's a short. Don't Look Up. That's it.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Bad Blood is that property is something we should know about. I just can't place in my head what it is.
Yeah, this is the one that's got like a huge. Saw the promo or the commercial, but it's got like a huge cast. Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Blanchett, Ron Perlman, Meryl Streep, Gina Gershon, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, Matthew Perry, Michael Chiklis, Tyler Perry.
I love Michael Chiklis.
Yeah, so that's a big one, no doubt.
He's got the chops to do it.
All right, so MTV turned 40 over the weekend, so I thought I would do something in honor of that, and I found on the Paramount app. Do you remember they had Real World and then they had Road Rules?
Road Rules, yep.
And then they created this Real World Road Rules challenge.
Real World versus.
And road then it rules. Turned into the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And on Paramount, in the MTV section, They got together Mark, who was a Road Rules guy who has been around forever, and who's now 49 years old. They created a Challenge All-Stars Edition where they brought all of these people back from like 15, 20 years ago who are now like in their 40s with kids and families.
Yeah, grown-ups.
And they brought them back for a challenge. And it was, I think, first on in the spring. I mean, it's only a couple of months. I mean, it's only been out for a couple of months. There's like 10 episodes, 9 episodes of the season. And by the way, they played for $500,000.
Oh, wow.
So you had a bit of a financial incentive. And I had forgotten all of these people until they were back. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Who? Now, really? Wow. You know, those kind of moments.
Yeah, for me, I really only watched like maybe the first two or three, maybe four seasons of The Real World, and I never really got into Road Rules.
Okay, so you didn't watch any of the challenge stuff?
No, none of that. But right. I'm aware of it. I didn't consume it.
Then you probably would not enjoy this.
It's not enjoyable for someone that doesn't have the tie to the characters.
It might be. But when you go back and you go, oh, yes, or Darrell, or Mark, or Alton, or Big Easy, or Derek, or Nehemiah, or Letarian, or Cyrus, or like old school, Tech.
Tech Money Holmes from Peoria.
Yeah. Ace. Tech's got gray hair now.
Oh, wow. I've met him a few times over the years.
Really?
Yeah.
And?
He's nice. He's tall. He's a nice guy.
Okay. And then, you know, the women. The same thing, and it's like, okay, Joan A. and Kellyanne and Jimmy and Ruthie and Anissa and Isayla and Kendall and Katie and Beth, like everybody hated Beth, Trishelle and Arisa. So it was like a memory throwdown of like, wow, forgot all about that nostalgia and fairly entertaining. They went to like some mountain resort in like Argentina or wherever and had this challenge.
Oh, that's cool.
And the challenge was not, it wasn't like we're going to bring back the 40-somethings and throw a light thing at them. It was tough.
Oh, it's one big thing, not a series of little.
No, it's a series of, you start with all of them, they get eliminated one by one, then two by two, okay. And then you end up with the final 10, and the final 10 have like a multi-day challenge to win the $500,000.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a cool recipe.
Literally. I mean, they come from the real world Paris, real world Boston, Hawaii, Austin, and then Road Rules from the different seasons. It's entertaining.
Well, that's awesome. You know, in that app.
Until they get to the eating the stuff that makes them throw up. Like, I don't need drone shots of people throwing up.
Like the Fear Factor style stuff?
Yes.
No thanks.
I don't know why that became a thing.
I did like Fear Factor. It was pretty interesting.
Mm.
It wasn't for me. But I couldn't not watch.
I mean, but in addition to Fear Factor kind of stuff, they would go, all right, you got to eat two Carolina Reapers, which is like literally.
I like that.
You like what?
Carolina Reaper and the hot sauce.
You do?
It's good.
All right. Now you clearly aren't eating them raw.
No, I couldn't do that. That's crazy stuff.
I mean, that's the hottest pepper in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not the United States. The world.
I think it's been passed, but it's top three for sure.
What passed when?
In the last year, but I don't remember the name of the new one. But the Reaper is it's semantics. It's super hot. Forget it.
According to the latest thing I'm looking at, Pepperhead.com, it is still number one with the Trinidad Scorpion at number two, and the Seven Pot Dougla at three. The Seven Pot Primo at four. The Trinidad Scorpion Butch Tea at five. I mean, there's like.
Oh, I love this stuff.
Yeah.
I order stuff from Heatnist, and I watched the game show The Hot Ones, which you probably wouldn't like, but it's pretty interesting. A guy interviews people over chicken wings, and they get increasingly hotter, and it's celebrities that are being interviewed.
I don't know why anybody in the world would want to do that.
It's hilarious.
Anyway, so then, like, yeah, eat two of these and then go, have to do some kind of thing where they're just. So anyway, entertaining.
Wow.
If you want to celebrate MTV's 40th birthday?
Wow.
It's fairly new to Paramount.
That's cool. Paramount has a lot of gems kind of tucked away in there. I like it.
You know, I don't. There's some glitches in the app.
But like what?
Just like if you're doing it like on your tablet, or it's like every three or four times you try to go into something, it's just a dark screen that keeps trying to load. I just notice it has more glitchy stuff in the app than most of the streaming does.
I have a glitch in HBO Max when I try to skip intros or the commercial that they put like for a show I don't want to watch.
Yeah.
Then I have to go back and finally sit through the thing because if I skip it, it never starts my show. Come on, we got to get this right at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, you're putting all your eggs in that basket.
That's exactly right, because here's what I know it's not. It's not my Xfinity XFi. Because I get an unbelievable reliable connection to all of my devices, even when everyone in the house is on six different things. Plus, I know with XFi Advanced Security. I've got literally all of my loved ones safe and secure at no extra cost. Stay connected with wall-to-wall coverage throughout your home, 24/7 customer service, and the app is fantastic. I can just check. Any threats? Nope, we took care of all of them. Plus, you can use the Xfinity app to pause the Wi-Fi to disconnect for a while, which is okay for some family-safe browsing and way, way more. Just want to sit down to dinner and put the devices away, you can take care of it. And when you just add up the number of things that you're counting on via internet connection, it will stagger you to figure out you got, 14, 15 things in your house operating at one time using the internet? And you want to handle all your needs. It's not a matter of, that's a luxury. It's a requirement now. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com or drop into an Xfinity store today for more details. You can even use your Xfinity voice remote to remember your password. How cool is that? Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. When we get back here, I'm telling you right now, we're heading into troubled times. No one wants to hear it. No one wants to say it out loud. No one wants to talk about it. We have doubled our COVID positive cases 3 weeks in a row. And when you keep doubling, I don't have to tell you, you don't have to be a mathematician, you don't have to be Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting to understand that when you keep doubling, 100 turns into 200, 200 turns into 400, 400 turns into 800, 800 turns into 1600, like fast. Vaccination rates are low, and people are out partying. It's 38%, 2,400 people at the country concert. You do the math. CDC botched it on the mask thing. Now they're going to try to put the horse back in the barn. Never going to happen. Where do we go from here? We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Summertime in Central Illinois means the summer sale is on at the Brass Horn. Stop in now to save 50 to 65% on all your favorite spring and summer brands. Whether you are looking for a new polo and shorts for a cookout or a new dress shirt and sport coat to wear to a summer wedding, they have everything you'll need for any summer occasion. The final summer sale, 50 to 65% off, going on now at the Brass Horn. Drop by the store, 108 East Prairie, to see what the guys have for you. Find them on Facebook or online at brasshorn.com.
The Refresh with NowDecatur.com. It's your daily snapshot, your daily conversation starter. Content you can't get anywhere else. It's the best of Now Decatur straight to your inbox every day. Get curated content, top headlines, daily weather and podcasts. Plus, get real estate listings, restaurant and show recommendations, family-friendly events, and more. Join the thousands of people in Macon County getting the Refresh in their inbox. Go to NowDecatur.com and click opt in to sign up for the Refresh now. You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
Back here on a Monday, no one wants to hear this next segment, and I understand that. We have doubled the amount of cases in Macon County 3 weeks running. And this is still early on, so it doesn't sound like a big deal. It's like 92 cases. You go, well, spread over 7 days. Do you know how little testing we're doing right now?
No idea.
Yeah. Tiny amount compared to at its height. And what will happen is now we will start increasing that testing out of necessity because people are going to be exposed. They're going to be told that they were exposed, and then they're going to go test. Vaccination rates are dismal. 4 out of 10. So if you take 2,400 people at a concert and you put 38-39% vaccination rate, right? That's a whole lot of people not vaccinated in one place on top of each other as this all spikes in Florida, Missouri, elsewhere in the United States, off the charts crazy right now. ICUs filling up. What is it about us as people that just said, nah, this is done, we're done, it's over, because we got a vaccine, even though 60% of the people in Maine County said, nah, not taking the vaccine? What changed?
I don't know.
Nothing. You do know. Nothing changed. Except people's attitude of however many that percentage of the 60% that didn't take it seriously ever from the beginning, despite 650,000 people losing their lives. It's a heartbreaking story, that guy dying, you know, the father of five, sending the text to the wife, should have got the damn vaccine. And so we look at this. I was reading an account by an ICU doctor. He was just literally writing about the things people have said to him in the ICU. The stuff spewed back to him when people are getting, like, literally hooked up to ventilators or you know, succumbing to this, and the stuff they are just regurgitating from the internet. And you ask yourself, it's like a year and a half. I mean, how can you not? What are we going to do?
I don't. It is so unbelievably troubling.
I mean, we're heading right back.
We are.
And if you don't believe me, look at the latest Gallup polling. Literally 2 months ago, 89% thought brighter days were ahead, that we were getting better. That's now down to 40%. So you just lost half of the people in this country. Most now expect disruption to persist through the end of 2021 or later, with only 19% practicing social distancing and masks. Heading into this point last year, most people were wearing masks, reluctantly some, but most were wearing. Why in the world did the CDC do what they did and jump the gun? Because they thought, because vaccines were taking off and people were getting them at a rapid rate at the beginning. Yeah, of course they were, the people that wanted them. But we knew there was going to be a wall there, right?
Right. Yeah, that stinks, honestly. The thought was, well, I'll just leave it at it stinks. I'll just leave it at that.
I don't want the thought from the CDC. I want science.
Right.
And I know there is a, and trust me, you wait to see the council, the county board, school districts. They will succumb to the never-ending barrage of the noisy in this, right? And not put that horse back in the barn. You wait and see. And when our ICUs are overrun, as they will be if this does what it's doing elsewhere, there will be people dying alone again because family members won't be allowed in to see them. Nursing homes will become a lockdown again. School starting in a couple of weeks, and there are already these people out there arguing about not wearing masks. I don't understand what it is they think that this thing means. I mean, it is not a Star of David. It is not a Holocaust camp. It is not any of these ridiculous scenarios that you have painted. Thank God your ilk wasn't running this place during World War II or actual challenges in life. Kids will survive. Kids are resilient. We're heading back there, Nick. And I hope I'm wrong. I absolutely, nothing would make me happier than to be wrong.
Yeah, one thing that's right, I saw a graphic on Fox News, of all places, that said that 0.001% of vaccinated people that have breakthrough cases die. 0.003% of vaccinated people experience a breakthrough case at all that requires hospitalization, meaning less than 1,000th of a percentage point.
Yeah.
It's working.
That's fine. It's working now. But the longer this other 60% walk around out there doing this, the more likely you get a variation of this thing.
That can chip away at it.
That can knock down those vaccines.
That's right.
That is a fact. That's what this thing does. It mutates and mutates to try to survive. And what we do is like the exact opposite. We don't mutate to survive at all. We're so dumb, I can't believe we're even still here.
Standing in traffic.
Yep. One last break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today, there's a slight chance of some scattered sprinkles after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 78. And tonight, mostly clear with a low around 55. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 78. And Wednesday, sunny with a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 66 degrees. And your WSOY time is 8:56.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drug Stores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. We wrapped up our Lafayette contest for the Rome Sunday midnight, and we start again with Springfield.
Plenty to do over there.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Very excited to tell you about this because we have go to nowdecatur.com to sign up. You can also visit justaromaway.com to find out about all of the exhibits. And literally in Springfield, we are giving away, check this out, Nick, 4 passes to Knights Action Park, 4 passes to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, $50 gift certificate to Darcy's Pint, overnight stay for 4 at the Carpenter Street Hotel.
Awesome.
That's a nice weekend, right?
Yeah, it is.
Go over and spend a Saturday doing stuff, spend the night Sunday, get up, or Saturday night, and get up Sunday and do the rest. That's good stuff. Just go to nowdecatur.com. If you missed any of the show today, the podcast is available at nowdecatur.com or anywhere you get your podcast, driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. The Hot 25 continues. We have 3 events this week. Not 1, not 2, 3. It's like that tie for bronze. By the way, did you see the golf? 7-way playoff for the bronze medal. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Schuyler with your stories now. The Macon County Health Department reported 92 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the total number of COVID-19 cases
to 11,232 since the start of the pandemic. While there were 92 newly reported cases, one previously reported case was determined to be out of the county and was transferred appropriately. The Macon County Health Department is now offering scheduled COVID-19 vaccination appointments in addition to walk-in clinics. The general public may schedule an appointment for the fourth Monday or fourth Friday of each month by calling the MCHD. To see a list of clinics this week, go to nowdecatur.com. On Friday, the Illinois Department of Public Health reported 11,682 new confirmed and probable cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.